European leaders reacted positively today to the news that Greek lawmakers had passed an austerity package, but many of their citizens are still unhappy with having to help Greece out of its financial mess. Germans, in particular, feel they're throwing away their money, and the political pressure on the German government is ratcheting up. The World's Jerry Hadden reports from Hamburg.
On the eve of the Greek vote, Germans were watching closely. A gray-haired man named Peter Gzelman took a break from helping his daughter pack a moving van last night. He said if the Greeks tighten their belts more, Germany should help. Letting Greece go bankrupt, he said, would create too much uncertainty.
Maybe it's too dramatic or so. I don't know what it makes with our euro.
The consequences.
We have responsibility for other countries and maybe for the Greek too. Therefore, we should pay.
If only German Chancellor Angela Merkel could convince more Germans to think like Zellmann. 4 out of 5 Germans say they've come to distrust the euro currency and the 17-member eurozone, according to a poll from last week. The principal cause, the crisis in Greece. More specifically, its price tag. Greece is deep into a $158 billion rescue already, and if all goes according to plan, by this fall, Europe will agree on an even bigger one to carry Greece through 2014. Meanwhile, austerity measures in Athens have so far only caused the Greek economy to stagnate and unemployment to rise. In a tiny northern German village called Brunsbüttel, Petra Kohn smokes a cigarette at the cash register of the town's little casino. She says Europe should let Greece sink. If that sends the euro currency into a tailspin, she says, so be it. Things went better when we had the Deutschmark, she says. Since the euro, prices have doubled, but wages have stayed the same. So everything is twice as expensive. No one ever asked me if I wanted the euro. Kohn says she wouldn't give another penny to Greece, even to save the European Union itself. The dissolution of the EU isn't even a remote possibility, but Kohn's attitude is an indication of just how deep German frustration runs, and it's costing German Chancellor Angela Merkel political points, which is why she's insisted on further reforms from Greece before releasing any more money.
That is the required precondition to discuss the question of whether to install additional help measures with a new program.
Merkel is right to stand by Greece, says German economist Michael Bröningen. Greece, he says, simply cannot leave the eurozone, no matter how bad the crisis might seem today.
Even the expectation that this is possible to leave the eurozone will increase problems for the southern European countries.
With today's vote, Greece is not out of the woods. Tomorrow, it must approve specific laws to facilitate privatizing vast sectors of its economy. Each of those privatizations will likely provoke more fierce political and street battles. Many economists wager that public opposition will prevail and Greece will lose its financial lifeline, which doesn't bother any of these Hamburg cab drivers.
Deutschland hat auch nicht so viel Geld.
Germany doesn't have so much money to rescue Greece, says one driver named Erjan. We Germans also need money, he says. Greece should leave the European Union altogether, shouts a driver named Ali as he pulls from the curb, so that Turkey can take its place. Turkey has been trying for years to enter the European Union. These drivers are all of Turkish descent. For The World, I'm Jerry Hadden in Hamburg, Germany.